Hello.
Hi, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Michael. What is your first and last name?
Courtney Wally.
Hey, Courtney, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, doing good myself. Thank you for asking. Let me just go ahead and pull up the account for you real quick. Can you help me with your business phone number, please?
It's 423-647-0049.
All right. Thank you very much, Courtney. Let me just pull up the account real quick here, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
All right, thank you for patiently waiting. I see that you're calling about your business, Smoky Peaks Plumbing LLC, is that correct? Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just confirming that you're calling about your business, the Smoky Peaks Plumbing LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. And yes, what can I do for you today?
So right now we are paying you guys just to maintain the domain. And we're actually going with a new company that's going to be managing our website. So I was calling to cancel and get that domain, like the activation code, I think she called it.
Oh, I see. Well, I regret to hear that you are canceling us. You mentioned that you're going to a new company that's managing your website, though. This is something that you don't like about our website? Because we can always make some changes, though. It's part of what you're paying us for, I believe, $39 a month.
Yeah, we weren't super thrilled with the service when we first signed up, and we haven't really been using it since then. I've gone in and edited the website myself a few times, but they're doing more than just the website. You know, they're kind of like an all-in-one company, so they're just going to be doing that as well, and we've already signed up and started paying them. So we're ready to go ahead and cancel.
Well, I do really respect your decision, though. Well, yeah, I'll be happy to definitely assist you with the code. I believe that you were referring to the EPP or the transfer code. So the domain itself here is only something that we can transfer. I believe you already mentioned that we're going to apply or create a new website. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So we can do transfer ownership of the domain, but let me just go ahead and check with our team first if the domain is available for transfer. But I just wanted you to be informed that the domain transfer fee, there is actually a one-time payment fee for that, which is $99.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Just give me 1 minute or 2 years, okay? Let me just go ahead and double check with them if it's available for transfer. I'll be right back shortly.
Okay.
Thank you.
You want an apple? Here.
No.
No, those are new. Here. Yeah, that one cold. There you go.
No, fair.
It is fair. Go. Listen.
Hey, thank you for patiently waiting here, ma'am. So yeah, they confirmed that the domain is available for transfer. Again, okay. There's actually a $99 fee for that. Are we going to run the payment today using the same card we have in file, I think in 7754?
I don't think you have this card on file, but we can make that payment now.
Okay, sure. But I would like you to be informed before we actually do the domain transfer here. You know, I did review the account while waiting for the response, though. As I mentioned, we can always improve it to your liking. If it's something to do with the rate, I'm just, you know, thinking maybe because of the rate, I could even lower it to $29 a month, and then we can continue improving and hosting the website. Not only that, I can even enroll it to a loyalty program or in every other month is on us. So technically, we're going to lower your $29 fee for hosting, and you're only going to pay us one every 2 months.
I appreciate that, but no, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. Sure, let me just create an invoice here. And I'm sorry, are we going to use a different card, or are we using the same card we have in file?
No, I'll give you a card, card, not the one on file.
Okay. Sure, I'm ready with a new card number then.
Okay. It's 4113890004603 78.
Okay, let me repeat. You gave me 4113890004603 78. Is that correct?
Yes.
And would this be under your name or under Jeremiah Wallet?
It's under my name.
Okay. Can you help me with your first and last name, just for the record, please?
Yes, it's Courtney A. Walline. So it's Courtney. My middle initial is A, and then last name Whalin.
All right, thank you. Yeah, the same last name. Are we having the same billing address as well? I think we have on file. The zip code is 37660.
Correct.
Okay, great. Let me just update the card here. In 1 moment.
Okay.
And let me also confirm, is the card Visa or MasterCard?
Visa.
Visa, okay, thank you. And what will be the expiration date, please?
It's 0229.
Thank you. And the CVV code is?
865.
So the card expires February 2029. Well, the CVV code is 865, right?
Correct.
Okay. Let me just create an invoice and also run the payment real quick. I'll be right back shortly here, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, gosh. Busy.
All right, thank you for patiently waiting, Courtney. So I have successfully created you an invoice, ma'am. So just to confirm that you're giving me full authorization to run the payment for the $99 one-time fee today using the card that you gave me ending in 0378?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Hey, it looks like the payment got approved. I'll send you a copy of your invoice. At the same time, I'll make sure to send you the EPP code to the email address you have in file. You should receive this within 50 to 20 minutes from now.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And one more thing here, you know, aside from canceling the service or instead of canceling the service, you know, we always have an option that we can pause the account. While pausing it, you won't be billed, just in case you change your mind in the future. Like, I'm pausing, let's say, for 3 or 4 months. In that way, we could keep the same rate. Maybe you decide to come back to us, and we'll continue to host it at the same cost that you offered, which is $29, and a loyalty program where every other month is on us. You know, just keep your options open, though.
That's okay. Thank you, though.
All right, no problem. All right, I'll take care of sending you the EPP code today and at the same time canceling the account, and you should also receive another email as a confirmation, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for your help.
My pleasure. Anything else I can do for you today, Courtney, just to make sure?
Nope, that was it.
All right, thank you for your time again. I wish you have a great one. You stay well.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.